Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be
once again, folks, welcome back. Sorry about that little mishap there. I'm not sure what happened exactly. But again, back here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks for tuning in once again. Just want to remind everybody that this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernandy Uribe is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can check out their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can check out their office Monday through Friday on 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make sure you call them 201-706-8088. Great nonprofit that I'm proud to partner with. And, of course, they're the sponsors here on Dating Today with Fernandy Uribe. Again, as a reminder, the Mason Civic League is a nonprofit civic organization, and your tax-deductible contribution is always welcome. And check it out, masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. All right, folks, again, the number to call in tonight and opine if you wish to do so, and it'd be great to hear from you, the callers tonight. What I can say is 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. Again, I apologize about that little glitch there. I don't know what happened. Show's going pretty well, and again, my sincerest apologies. Again, thanks for staying on the air here with me, and as we'll continue on with tonight's, broadcast. And again, folks, as we were talking about the sort of the advantages of using free dating apps as opposed to the paid ones, and it's really not something that I think you have to sort of, rely on. And again, what I wanted to sort of cover with you tonight, again, as a continuation, and is that, it is your advantage. You know, there's a lot more of an advantage for you to use free dating apps as opposed to the paid ones. And there's there's such an abundance of them that there's really, the lack of a shortage, I think, it really works in your favor for both men and women in the area. And another reason here, too, again, as I wanted to sort of cover with you tonight about the reason that free dating apps are always going to be better is the fact that the pool of signals is indeed significantly better when you use free apps. Now, the law of averages applies to dating in a major way. The more men, for example, ladies, the more men you go out with, the more you can weed out until you find the one, as they say. And the same thing for guys. The more women you go out with, the more you can sort of, find, go through, with a fine tooth comb about the type of lady that you're interested in. And listen, it goes without saying that free and popular dating apps are going to give you a bigger pool of both men and women. So again, allowing the law of averages to indeed work their magic. Now, let me be very clear. It's not to say that paid dating sites don't have that big of a user pool. Most people don't see the point of spending money on something when a free option exists. And I can understand that premise. What I can say to you is that it's, such a big advantage for you to do that. When you're thinking about the sample size that you're trying to sit down and evaluate, I think that's sort of the mindset that we apply to a lot of things. We look at, if we can get something for free, why would we pay for a service? And it's sort of the same mantra, I think, that we use when it comes to any sort of purchase. I don't think it's something that it's a mindset that is all too different than anything else we tend to buy, whether it's a car, whether it's a a smartphone, whether it's any sort of appliance. I mean, again, if you can find the information and the capacity to find, you know, a specific item at a much cheaper rate, if not free, then, that, you know, why not? Why not do so? Why not go through that? And I think that's sort of the same mindset that applies to a lot of people in today's dating scene. I think that the free apps allow you to sort of give you more flexibility. You know, you don't have to spend money to meet people. And again, it's no different than if, you know, listen, aside from, you know, using dating apps, if you see networking parties, you know, there are a lot of, for example, and this is one that I really recommend to my single friends, you know, networking parties for young professional groups or professional groups of any kind are really, really, really good for this. And whether it's like young Hispanic professionals or if you're going to a young Republicans type of event or young Democrats or any type of, you know, professional networking or organization, there are going to be numbers there. There's going to be a good volume of people that, you know, are looking to do the same things you are. Now, again, you can sort of run the risk of going to these networking parties and maybe just meet people that are there to network and exchange business cards and sort of, you know, broker deals and talk business with fellow professionals. And I get that. But don't kid yourself. There's also the potential to, you know, go and meet people there as well. So, you know, again, it's if you can go and do it for free, you know, do that. And I think that's what a lot of these young professional organizations or just in general, these professional type of, you know, associations provide for you, the capacity to meet people. And you never know, you might meet someone there that is, you know, potentially beneficial for you. So think about that. You know, another thing too that I think I wanted to sort of to share with you tonight, folks, is the fact that free apps have a smarter and more modern concept than paid ones. And the reason I say that is that, you know, I've definitely noticed that the free dating sites are better and smarter than the paid ones. You know, I have had friends of mine tell me that, for example, Happn introduces you to singles you've crossed paths with in real life. So you can probably meet singles who work or live in your area. And that's pretty advantageous, I think, for a lot of you that are very busy, that lead very, very transient lives, and meeting people traditionally, it can be very, very difficult. Now, listen, you know, if we have to be honest tonight, I think it's a super clever and modernized concept of online dating. You know, paid dating sites, I think, from what the data suggests, aren't as smart. You know, those designers who are constructing the site aren't as smart when it comes to this. Now, this could be because the paid sites are attempting to take sort of the whole process more seriously, but that results in their concept being, let's say, too formal and dated. And I think a lot of young people, I think people in general who want to use these sites to find, you know, to meet, you know, others, want it to be as simplistic as possible. I think the free apps, you know, keep up with the times better and they cater more to the demographic. Paid sites, I think, cater to a sort of an older demographic, maybe those that are looking to sort of settle down as quickly as possible. I remember, you know, I had some friends of mine that used eHarmony or chemistry, .com. And, you know, those are sites that are very, very specific. Those are sites that cater to those that maybe are a little bit older, you know, maybe people in their mid to late 40s, which is not old, but those that maybe are looking to get married right away or looking to get married as quickly as possible, you know, as opposed to, let's say, someone in their late 20s or early to mid 30s, and they're just sort of in the same mantra about, you know, hey, let's hook up and, you know, that's fine. No, that's what their goal is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that when you look at certain paid sites, again, you know, you look at eHarmony and chemistry, those are sort of the goals that those sites and there's a specific audience that type of dating app caters to. I had a very good friend of mine, former friend of mine, who she, you know, was on eHarmony a lot. And, you know, it was interesting for her because she felt that she could meet more mature men, men that probably were not interested in hooking up anymore, men that were interested in, you know, having something serious. And, you know, she felt better with that. And she went on a few dates, I think, and she met some men off of there. And, you know, again, it didn't really work for her, but reading the success stories about that certainly, you know, produced results. Again, you know, I'm not trying to take tonight's broadcast as I'm trying to smear or delegitimize, you know, paid dating sites. I mean, they certainly work for certain people and they've been, if I quantify a success rate for you right now, I can't quantify a percentage for you, but I know that they've worked. And studies have shown that they do indeed work for those that are willing to put in the time and those that are, you know, willing to maybe modify what they're looking for in a partner. And again, they're not shortchanging themselves. They're not sort of settling, but they certainly have a mindset where this is what they're looking to do. You know, another great component about free dating sites, and one that I think that a lot of my listeners this evening probably can attest to, is the fact that you can experiment. You know, you won't necessarily know if online dating is right for you unless you experiment with it for a while. And listen, let's be very fair. Dating is totally a numbers game. You know, you shouldn't be spending money to experiment. And the free apps allow you to try it out, you know, meet a bunch of people and see what and who is right for you. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, a paid dating site, I think many of us in the dating scene would probably agree that it's like a last resort. You'll probably never need to try because you'll most likely meet the person you probably are most compatible with on a free app first. So, you know, again, I've known plenty of people that have told me, hey, they don't they haven't had any success on free sites. They've exhausted them for a while. And I can't really name all of them off the top of my head. I haven't had a need to use them in quite some time. So it's not something that, you know, is fresh in my recollection. So it's hard for me to sort of, you know, pinpoint. But of friends of mine that I know that use it still, you know, I have friends of mine that still use Tinder today, Bumble, I think Happn. I'm not sure the other ones, to be honest with you. Those are the ones because I have buddies now that use that. And they tell me these funny stories about people they meet on there, women they meet, and it's kind of interesting. But the free sites have been very advantageous. The free sites really, you know, are one of those things that, you know, it can be very beneficial for both men and women. And again, you know, we live in an area here in where the show is broadcast from, here in the New York, New Jersey area, where we're talking about millions and millions of people. And the ability to, you know, come into contact with someone of the opposite sex is not difficult. I mean, unless you're living in a monastery or a convent, you know, you're going to be able to meet people on a random basis, whether you go food shopping, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're going to Starbucks to sit down and do homework or read or just, you know, prep for an interview or prep for any sort of meeting. You know, the capacity to meet people isn't hard. And for those of us that, you know, rely on dating apps, again, you know, the free ones can be very, very advantageous. You know, and it's certainly one that, again, as I said, you know, what I would argue about free dating apps is that, yes, is your chance for success going to be better than a paid one? I think a lot of studies that I've read, I think in either Men's Health Magazine, I think even EliteDaily.com, have conclusively demonstrated that, yes, your chances for success are better there, of course. However, the paid ones can be, you know, beneficial as well. Again, as long as you're not using them too often in terms for a long period of time. You know, I'm not one, you know, again, if you have that sort of discretionary spending and you have that sort of disposable income where, hey, it's there, you're not going to be spending for a long period of time, hey, go for it. You know, if you want to spend whatever it is, I think $9.99 a month or, you know, $15 a month, if within your budget, if you feel you can afford that for a month and you're going to intensively and consistently go on there and try to really milk it as much as possible and really search and look for matches, then hey, all power to you. I don't want to be I'm the last one to ever tell anyone what to do with their money per se, or how to spend their money, especially when it comes to, let's say, the dating scene and how to meet people. That's fine. But again, there's just, you know, the potential when it comes to free dating apps and the availability there, I think, is unmatched. And tonight, really, you know, what I'm hoping you get out of the broadcast is that, you know, there's a lot at your disposal, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot there out for your disposal. And again, and the last reason today, probably, I just want to share with you in terms of why, you know, free dating apps are always going to be better, is the fact you'll have more money for Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts coffee or Quick Trip coffee or 7-Eleven. You know, for many ladies, dating related expenses are enough as it is already. You know, sometimes ladies buy date outfits or get their hair and nails done before a date. You know, why spend $25 a month on a membership for a dating website when you clearly don't need to? You know, and that's sort of a big piece of advice I would give to the ladies listening tonight. You know, free dating apps are better, and they cater more to, and not necessarily millennials, but I think they cater to to people in their 30s and even early 40s, you know, if that's the case, more than paid sites do, you know. So like I said, you know, if you have, why spend $25 a month if you don't have to? I mean, I'm sure that there are websites that allow you to spend a little bit less. I don't know what the success rate will be, but at the end of the day, especially during the holiday season, hey, you know, if you want more money to spend on yourself or more money to, you know, buy an extra, you know, gift card or any sort of spending card from some of these, you know, these local coffee franchises, then do so. Again, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast tonight, you know, I would really argue that that's a last resort for you in terms of having a necessity to pay for a site when, again, your success rate is going to be most likely pretty high using free ones. You know, I have buddies of mine now still that use the free ones and they meet women all the time. And again, what I would say is that, and the same thing for ladies. I know ladies that meet guys on Tinder or Bumble or Happn or whatever it is. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's really a numbers game, as I've said. I think you really need a little bit of luck. I'm not gonna lie to you, along the way, when it comes to meeting people, and that's something that, you know, many men and women in today's dating scene maybe don't have the patience for, and that's unfortunate. I think you have to sort of be patient in this. You can't go into this being antsy and being having a lot of anxiety. I don't think that the searches that you'll be conducting will be productive. I think that you have to approach this as a project. If you're serious about meeting quality people, it's going to take time. It's not something that just happens overnight, you know. And I can tell you that it's a project that can maybe take a few weeks, maybe a few months. You know, it happens. Now, again, if you're simply looking at these dating sites as an outlet to hook up and find random people to hook up with, I mean, hey, that potential is there too. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, if that's what you're looking for. However, if you're serious, especially now during the holidays, if you're single, to, you know, not spend it alone, maybe to find someone who's cool to hang out with and, you know, maybe do some coupley things with, I mean, that's fine, you know. But if you're just looking for random hookups, there's no shortage of availability. Now, it's just a matter of if you're willing to put yourself out there, if you're willing to, be a little ballsy, as they say, you know, and go out there and really, be proactive and be forward. And I can tell you that from friends of mine that have told me about their success rates, you know, meeting people here. And again, I don't want to just say that this is exclusive to the New York, New Jersey area. I mean, I have friends of mine in Miami who have told me that, you know, Tinder works just as well down there, all the way out in L.A., all the way down in Texas, you know, even friends in Chicago. I mean, it's Boston as well. Where you're having a high concentration of people and it's densely populated, surely you're going to, you know, be in a very good position to be successful or to at least, you know, be at least on the winning end of this entire endeavor. And again, folks, you know, what I really, really urge you to do, if you've been listening tonight and you missed any part of the broadcast, again, I apologize about the interruption midway. You can check out www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernando Uribe. Again, I apologize about that little technical glitch and mishap in the middle of the show. Again, we was quickly just, you know, I was able to rectify, get back on the air. So again, I appreciate listening. Be patient, certainly approach this with caution. You never know who you meet sometimes. You know, you can meet some of the weirdest people in the world and sometimes people that aren't always on the up and up and maybe are looking to do malice. And, you know, while you're not doing so, you can't really, you know, count on what other people's intentions are. So, again, approach this with caution. You know, approach it with some discretion, but at the same time, approach it with an open mind and that you want to have fun. And then hopefully you're going to meet various people and maybe you'll have a pool of contenders to pick from, both for my male and female listeners tonight tuning in. And you know what, you get to pick the lucky winner and who's going to be the one that really, you know, you want to spend time with and share time with. So think about that, folks, again, as we wrap up the show tonight. And again, I can't say enough for all my listeners here. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you can always write to the inbox here on Dating Today, ProfessorFUJ@gmail.com, ProfessorFUJ@gmail.com. It's a great site. And, you know, I appreciate all the listeners that tune in every week that really, you know, write to me, whether it's a text or a tweet or an email, to just say, hey, Fernando, thanks so much. Your episode was really beneficial. I really, you know, have a much clearer mindset today than I did yesterday about something that was bothering me. And you know what? You happen to be talking about it on the air. So thank you. So again, you know, it's you, the listeners, that help make this show possible. It's you, the listeners, that will hopefully buy the book once it's done in 2017. So. So I appreciate that, you know, for everyone that tunes in each and every week. And again, folks, I can't say enough about my sponsor here on the podcast. Again, I want to thank the Mason Civic. Again, check them out, www.masoncivic.org. You can always write to them, you know, each and every week, you know, info@masoncivic.org. Again, you can call them directly. At their office, which is located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call them directly, 201-706-8088. Check out their website, again, masoncivic.org. You can also like them on Facebook and follow them on Instagram now. So a lot of good new followers, a lot of great traffic, and just overall support for the Mason Civic League. So, again, I can't thank them enough for being such a staunch supporter of Dating Today, Fernando Garriga. Again, I want to thank Son Cubano Restaurant, folks. SonCubanoNJ.com is the website. Check them out. You can call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. You could also, you know, call them 7 days a week. Again, at that reservation hotline, so for any lunch, dinner, or special occasion, Son Cubano is the place to go for you. Trust me. Tell them Fernando Garriga sent you, and they'll definitely take care of you that day. And again, as always, make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to send a shout out to crumbcakes.com, great media site. Again, www.crumbcakes.com. That's K as in knife, RomCakes.com. Also, folks, roughrehab.org, located at Route 46 in Mount Lakes, New Jersey. They're a great no-kill northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. So again, for those of you looking for that wonderful pet, go to Rough Rehab. They have a plethora of adorable, wonderfully taken care of animals there. And whether you're looking for a dog or a cat, Rough Rehab is the way to go. So again, I want to thank roughrehab.org, crumbcakes.com, Son Cubano, and of course, last but not least, the Mason Civic League for bringing you this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Garriga. Again, speaking of the Mason Civic League and Son Cubano, you'll be happy to learn, ladies and gentlemen, last Friday night, December the 2nd, was my annual holiday happy hour. We collected over 290 plus toys, with over 60 plus attendees on the premises. You know, it was a great night, great live music, great atmosphere. A big shout out to Jace Photography. You can definitely check him out on Facebook if you have a Facebook account. Jace Nie, that's K as a knife, N-I-E, Photography. Great site if you're looking to hire a very, very competent and very efficient photographer. I'd love to work with him. I hope you definitely want to donate his time again to any future events of mine. But again, check them out, Jace, J-A-C-E, Nie, K-N-I-E, Photography on Facebook. He's a great, great photographer, and he'll definitely work within your budget in terms of filming that special occasion. So yeah, I want to thank him for that. And again, I want to thank Mainline Productions for recommending him. You know, Brian Guzman, you know, good job there by recommending Jace for my event. So again, God bless you for that, bro. And again, you know, it was a great time, a great turnout, family, friends, everybody that just came out. It was just an amazing evening. Collected so many toys, you know, looking to make a difference in the lives of local children. So we did that last week. And again, I can't thank you enough for doing so and for everyone that attended. And again, looking forward to more philanthropic success in 2017. Again, my next event will be in April for the March of Dimes. For those of you that follow the show and know me personally, know that the March of Dimes is a very important cause for me. So we'll have more information about Fernando Garriga Saving Babies, the 2017 edition, in the following months, and you'll see it on my social media, of course, and you'll also hear about it here on Dating Today with Fernando Garriga. Folks, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. What can I say? You know, the year really has gone by. We've covered so much here on the podcast, and we'll continue to do so because I want to help you conquer today's dating scene, and that's the way it's going to be here on Dating Today with Fernando Garriga. Good night, Dallas, Texas, the home of my 11-1 Dallas Cowboys. Let's take it to the Giants, folks, this Sunday. Let's wrap up the East and home field throughout the NFC playoffs. God bless everyone there. Folks, have a good one. And as always, stay classy, everyone. I'm running away from the pain.
I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running.